Two congressional committees will grill two State Department officials today about the security lapses at the U.S. diplomatic facility in Benghazi, Libya, where an ambassador and three other Americans were killed. But as we learn more about that attack, we're also learning more about the reality that diplomatic security personnel face every day.
Joining us live now to flesh this out a bit is WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., we owe it to those people who represent the United States in these troubled spots to be able to protect them. Benghazi may be something that reveals that we're not able to do that right now, and we need to make changes.
No, exactly right. There are going to have to be some changes. Look, there's something like 260-plus embassies around the world that these employees have to deal with. The Diplomatic Security Service has something like 34, or Diplomatic Security, the Bureau of Diplomatic Security, has something like 34,000 employees spread out around the world. So in addition to dealing with security at those 260-plus embassies, they're specifically responsible for protecting the ambassador, for the security of persons working in the embassies, dealing with crime in the embassies, and what to do about intelligence about crimes and situations around the embassies. They're dealing with organizations now that are massive. They're dealing with changes that are moving so quickly. And you're right. It is owed to them because the job that they're doing is extremely difficult and the circumstances are so rapidly changing.
So are there any specific changes that are going to be implemented or already have been implemented as a result of this?
One of the specifics that was pointed out was in the Accountability Review Board report was there needs to be some management changes. Some of the practices and procedures are rooted in decades-old doctrine. And as we know, the threats and the problems and the challenges that they face today, many of them, evolve from year to year. You know, the technology that these organizations like Al-Qaeda have is giving them command and control, mm-hmm. the kind of training they get for dealing with launch attacks is so good now that these organizations have to have better management. They got to be more focused. And talking to the folks that I've spoken to, they say they need to be able to pivot very quickly, get the resources they need quickly, and respond quickly.
Resources. We're at a time here. We're fighting over a budget. We've got huge debt. This cannot be an easy process here to make such a change. But it seems like we have homeland security now in the wake of 9/11. Do we need to do the equivalent of diplomatic security improvements following 9/11 as well overseas?
Well, I think they're in the process. And after yesterday with the assistant secretary resigning and several others on the way out, it's already started. It actually started a while ago. And what really is going to make the difference, according to some of the folks that I spoke to yesterday, is how quickly these changes are passed down to the folks in the field and how well connected they are to the people back here in Washington. And they also want to make sure that the message is sent, that diplomatic security is out there, and really you shouldn't mess with us.
All right. That'd be good.
WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green, thank you.
Welcome.